Hi, I'm Father Daniel DePlantis, a Catholic priest, martial artist, and host of the Karate Priest Podcast. Have you ever wondered what the Church teaches about different topics? Are you a martial arts enthusiast or just someone who wants to learn more about martial arts? I'd like to invite you to join me and many guests on my podcast as we cover topics of faith, everyday living, and martial arts on the Karate Priest Podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Religious Hippie Podcast, the podcast all about being a young Catholic surviving in a secular world. This series of episodes is all about girl talk. Join me and my best friend Chloe as we give our best girl advice and answer your questions. Welcome back, Chloe.
Happy to be here, everybody.
We're so glad. It's been a hot minute since we've recorded one of these. It's just been crazy.
It's been a hot Thanksgiving.
It's completely different now.
It was before Thanksgiving we did one, or I don't know.
Yeah, it was before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
So much has happened. The holidays were absolutely insane.
Yeah, they were.
But Valentine's Day has either happened already or is... No, I think it's already happened when this podcast comes out.
It's already happened, yeah.
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 So either we will be having Build-A-Bears and we're going to take a picture of it.
Absolutely.
Because Galentine's, who wouldn't go to Build-A-Bear for Galentine's?
I saw a cow in an Instagram ad the other day, and it had a heart headband on it. And I have never felt more materialistic in my life. So, because I really wanted it.
That's facts. So for Galentine's, you know, we might just go to Build-A-Bear and get a cow with a heart-shaped headband.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but welcome anyways, back. It's been a moment. It's been a hot minute. Here.
We have a good topic today.
Yes. We are talking about red flags in relationships and in friendships.
Oof.
Which is going to be...
We love red flags, right? Because I feel like most of us think that we have a lot of orange flags.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're like...
Blood orange flags, though, let's
be honest. Yeah, blood orange. So we're like, you know, this isn't quite red, but also this isn't green. And I think we think there's more gray than there is. But in reality, it's just a lot of fat red flags flying through the sky.
Let your freak flag fly.
Oh, what's that from?
I like Shrek.
Oh, is that from Shrek? For
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Like, I miss Shrek. Can we just establish that? Oh no, my ringer's on. I'm so sorry.
Fake fan. No, I'm just kidding. I can't.
Okay.
But yeah, so before we get started though, people, feel free to grab an age-appropriate drink and sit down with us because these are meant to be like girl talk sessions where you just sit with us and hang out.
Yeah.
But did you want to go first for your confessin' and blessin'?
That's right, we do that. So, you know what? Here's my confession. So this past Sunday, I went to church and I used the family restroom because I had to change. Like I had to bring like a change of clothes, whatever, because I was coming from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in there and then like this person is knocking aggressive. I was like, oh, I'll be right out, you know. And I open the door, and it's this, like, kind of older guy with this young little girl, and he's kind of balding. That's not really part of the point, but I'm just kind of trying to paint a picture.
He was balding.
He was balding. I'm just saying, like, if he had a full head of hair, I wouldn't say anything. I don't know why. It just stuck in my head, you know? Huh. Get it?
Get it?
Okay. Anyways, that was horrible. So, and he looks at me, and he goes, you know, this is the family restroom. It's really inconsiderate. Families need to use this. You really shouldn't be doing that. And it was angry. It was angrier than the way I just stated it. I just can't replicate it. And it was really disheartening. He just looked at me with a lot of anger. And the worst part was, like, he had this little girl, you know? And I said, sir, I'm sorry. You know, here's the reason why I was doing this. I wouldn't just be doing it for no reason. And he said, you know, well, he just, you could tell he wanted to argue. And he wouldn't accept the fact that I had a valid reason.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, can I close the door? And I let my aggression get the best of me, and I just scoffed. I was like, I was in disbelief. I literally was like, I can't believe this man is speaking to me this way. And I, like, pushed the door in on him. Like, he was closing it, but I also, like, was pushing it.
I mean, it doesn't really close aggression. That fast, though.
It doesn't. So, like, it's, like, there was some resistance there, for sure. But it was so disheartening, and I definitely cried.
Mm-hmm.
And...
As you do.
It was it was just the fact that it was met with so much anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was really disheartening. So I definitely could have dealt with it better.
But it was a human response because, I mean, here's the thing. It's one thing if, like, he was angry and right. then you explained and then he was like, oh, okay, well, that makes more sense.
But he was so aggressive throughout the whole interaction, so I felt the need to be aggressive back.
Yeah. Because that's just how you are. Right. That's, like, you're willing to explain yourself. You're willing to give them that chance
but
to be like,
push
hey.
Me,
yeah.
I confront you and I'm like, are you kidding? And this guy, instead of talking to me like an adult, he just was like, well, I'm going to close the door now.
Mm-hmm.
That's cowardly behavior, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that was super gross.
Yeah,
that was
that's
disgusting.
Not...
I hated that.
Ugh.
If I ever see him, though, I'm not going to be rude, but I want to go up to him and be like, because life's too short.
Yeah.
I try not to be confrontational in a way that's damaging, but I'm going to go to him and be like, hey, sir, you know, the way you behaved that Sunday was really disheartening. I mm-hmm. really didn't. The anger that you expressed towards me was really hurtful.
Especially in church.
In church? In the church basement?
Yeah.
If it was like in a Julasco, I'd be like, you know what?
It's
warranted.
One of those days.
You know what I mean? It comes with the territory.
But this is not a Julasco.
This is
church.
Not a Julasco. Yeah. So I would say my blessing is that I woke up today.
We love it. You know, you gotta start small.
You gotta start
small. Honestly, waking up, though, is pretty big.
God didn't have to.
We love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rise and shine.
My... okay, Kylie Jenner. So my confessing... where do I start? So, okay. So you guys know how, like, I'm on social media quite a lot. Yeah.
She's a Catholic communicator.
In case you guys didn't know that. It's not like you guys knew that or anything.
I didn't know.
Wow. Well, you know
actually,
now.
This is like the secret life of...
The secret life
Amber
of
Schneider.
Amber Rose. Yeah, Schneider. Yes.
Amber Rose.
Michelle.
Schneider. Michelle Schneider. Rosenhan.
Heck yeah.
Sorry.
No, I love it. So, I'm on social media, and this one person just kind of got under my skin because they basically made... a very odd comment. It's not even one I can really repeat because it was not really vulgar, but just
weird.
Just weird. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like not even something I can really repeat because I don't remember it all.
Yeah.
But I remember I didn't respond very well.
Was it a comment?
Yeah. And like, I never respond.
It was on like Instagram? What
yeah.
was it? Okay.
I don't know what it was. I
Whatever
don't remember.
Platform.
But I just
okay.
remember it being like really disturbing kind
Ew.
Of. And I kind of clapped back, you know, in some way. I forget what I said. But I just remember that it kind of stuck with me. And then I went back and deleted it later. But I never respond to, like, hate comments ever. Because I just don't
There's
feel
no
like
point.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Or anything like
There's
that.
There's too many.
Right. But I felt like I had to defend myself for some reason. Because they were, like, attacking a part of my character. And I don't remember exactly what they said. But I definitely felt like it was an attack on me.
Yeah.
And therefore, I had to defend myself. Oh, that's what it was. So I posted a picture of myself receiving communion next to Max because, you know, they have the photographer at Cantus.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And I was just like, oh, that's such a cute picture. So I posted it and this guy retweeted it and or it was on Twitter. And he said, drove all the way to Mass, sat in your pew, walked to the front of the
all
aisle.
All for a photo shoot.
Yeah. And he was like, and you couldn't have worn a veil.
Oh, really? It was
that's
about
what
the
he
veil.
Said. Yeah.
You always do. You probably forgot it.
I did. You know me. You know that I never intentionally don't wear a veil.
Like, I mean, if you forget your veil, you forget it. I mean, it just happens.
What do they want me to do? Pull my shirt over my head?
Right.
Be a Muslim?
Oh, you know, Aladdin could never. I don't even know what religion he was.
Middle Eastern.
It's okay. Disney's trash anyways.
I can show you the world.
Well, this guy could show you criticism.
He could show me... garbage.
Garbage. Trash.
The dumpster. Landfill.
What's that character from Sesame Street?
Grouch. Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Well, I'll just say this. Sesame Street has gone woke, and I don't appreciate the fact that Cookie Monster eats fruits and vegetables.
I'm very upset.
So, to circle back, I'm upset that that guy...
I mean, if it was like, if it was about a photo shoot, I would have been like, LOL. But he literally was attacking me because I forgot my veil. And he didn't know the context. He didn't know that I literally went from directly babysitting to going to Mass that
night.
He didn't,
nobody know. People don't know.
They just
know.
Make assumptions.
They don't, they don't think to look.
And so basically he was saying like, oh, you're not a good Catholic because this and that. And I'm just like, I didn't do anything. I just forgot. Like, I'm human. What the heck, man?
So you've never sinned? then? Like,
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but
people are so quick to judge.
Yeah.
Especially on social media, it's so easy to just type or say anything you want.
Well, it's also because they can hide behind a persona. They don't even have to, like, come out and say anything.
If they were to come up to you in person, I'd honestly have a lot more respect. Like, if they were to come up to you and be like, why aren't you wearing your veil? Which is, first of all, not appropriate.
Right, but still, at least...
But I would respect that more.
Yeah, to an extent. I'd probably whiplash them more, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And then my blessing is we are officially incorporated as a religious hippie. So, yay! We are officially a nonprofit. So I'm very excited about that. We're currently working on the 501c3 so that we can accept bigger donations and can do tax deductible donations and stuff like that and help people that way. So
yeah,
we're working towards that. So pray for me as we go towards that. It's a lot of work.
Big moves.
Yes.
Big shifts.
Exactly.
Transition's hard.
It's just, it's a lot.
For the better.
Exactly.
So
I'm very excited. Betterment
of the ministry for sure.
Yes. It's just a lot. But
yeah.
With that being said, let's get into our topic.
Do it.
So, okay. So I guess, do we want to go over friendships or relationships first? Because I feel like they can kind of tie into each other.
Yeah. I think they tie in. I feel like it's so hard, right? It's like the chicken or the egg. So I feel like a lot of people might be in a relationship and those red flags and those negatives are affecting their their friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And then your friendships, like the people you surround yourself with, can affect the kind of person you become, or at least the behavior you exhibit. So then, therefore, bad friendships can also have an effect on the kind of relationships you choose romantically. It's so, like, I feel like it just is a situational thing. But what do you think? What do you think we can...
No, I agree. I think it's definitely situational. I think we can probably just talk about our own experiences and the red flags we've experienced, because I think that'll be fairly relatable from past relationships and friendships.
Yeah.
Because not everybody is in a dating period in their life. And honestly, I've met a lot of people who had red flags, but I was like, oh, but I want to help them. Like,
right. I feel like they need, you know. Look on the positive side. Yeah.
And like, there's some people where it's like, maybe they have a lot of baggage, but they're not a red flag.
Right, right.
They just need help.
Totally.
And so differentiating those two can be very difficult to discern.
No, it's true. So maybe, I guess let's do this. What's the first red flag pattern that you've noticed? What's the first person that comes to mind?
The first thing that I've noticed in relationships is that guys will ask a girl out, but then stop pursuing them once they have them. So it's basically like they like the chase, but once the chase is over, they get bored.
Totally.
They no longer want to date. And then suddenly you get sucked into this relationship where he basically love dumped on you. And this is a form of manipulative behavior and narcissism where he'll love dump on you and you're like, oh my gosh, he's the best. He gives you gifts. He takes you out a bunch.
Yeah.
But then once you start showing interest in him, he's like, actually, the reciprocation
isn't really driven. Yeah.
And I've noticed that so much.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something that I've noticed in my past relationships where once they had me, they were just like, I'm going to stop trying.
Totally. I feel like for me, I haven't experienced that a lot, but for me, something that I think is similar is I've experienced a guy pretending in front of other people to be a certain person and then alone. They act drastically different. So they put on this persona of how, the worst was when they would pretend to be this devout Catholic man.
Yes.
Staunch and taking the honor of manhood seriously. And then, you know, on one-to-one with me, they'll speak really vulgar, really struggling with vices and sins, but not even trying to work on them.
Right.
Whether it's drug use, alcoholism, what have you, that's been really disheartening because you're like, wait, things aren't adding up. So you're acting one way in front of people, you speak one way, and then personally, it's almost like that person becomes more comfortable with you, but it's not in a good way.
Yes.
Because you're seeing sides of them that they're truly not, they're acting like as if it doesn't exist in front of other people. So then therefore you feel crazy when you're trying to talk to people and kind of raise the red flag, like, hey, this person is exhibiting this behavior behind closed doors.
Right.
Yet in front of people, they're not. And when people, to me draws a similarity where it's like, there's inconsistency with who you are, so therefore you're not living authentically through God, because you should never have that kind of confusion of who is this person.
Right. Right.
Because I don't know who they are,
clearly. And then also when you try to tell people about that, because they act a certain way in public, they don't believe you. Yeah. Because they're like, well, he doesn't do that with me, or she doesn't do that with me.
Right, right. Friends, too. Mm-hmm. Friends, too. Like, friends act different in different circles. Which, like, again, though, we all know, like, if we're at work or with family or friends,
we have different personas.
That's normal. But not drastic to the point where you don't recognize
not them. Complete personality changes.
Yeah,
you have different masks on because mm-hmm. at work maybe you work in customer service, so you have mm-hmm. to be like helpful and you have to yeah. be on your best behavior. But when you're with friends, you're giggly, you have some wine, right, you hang out, right. And with your boyfriend, you dress up, you
different
go on dates.
Scenarios, yeah. Right.
There's but different. Your personality should still be there.
Right. You should still be who you are. You shouldn't feel the need to change it. And so when you see other people changing it and being dishonest, it's mm-hmm. disheartening.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're going a little nuts, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because then they don't affirm you.
Right.
Because you're technically the one that's going through this. They're the ones right. that's manipulating you.
When you try to call it out.
Right. Then they're just like, what? What are you I didn't do that. About? Right. Yeah.
I'm just being
they
myself.
They gaslight you.
Gaslighting. And, like, I do think that term is overused, but I do, like, by people who don't understand it. But gaslighting's a real thing. But people use it in different ways.
Yes.
You know?
It's not just, like, a cookie-cutter gaslighting right. way.
I think a lot of people are, like, when somebody's disagreeing with you and they're saying my side. Like, let's say you and I disagree about something.
Yeah.
And I express my side. A lot of people, like, let's say you would be like, you're gaslighting me. It's like, okay,
that's
just because someone
sweetie.
Has an opposition against what you're stating and is arguing doesn't mean they're gaslighting you.
Right. It's literally like they did something.
Right.
You saw them do it. You tell them you what they did them. Wrong. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, I never did that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you're attacking me. You're personally doing this.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's basically like Edward Cullen in a bottle.
In what?
In a bottle.
Dude.
In a person?
He was wacko, though.
That was so funny, though, because
which movie, though?
The first one.
He gaslights in different movies.
Because we watched the first one recently to laugh at it, me and mm-hmm. Max.
It's great.
And we were watching it, and she goes, you pushed the car away with your hand. And, and stuff. He's like, well, nobody will believe you. So.
That's gaslighting.
And also the fact that she was like, you were across the lot. You know how she does that, where she like looks like she's going to throw up?
Yep.
And then she was just like,
food poisoning.
You pushed it away with your hand. And he was like, I was right next to you, Bella. And she was like, no, you weren't. And he was...
Gaslighting.
101. So yeah, if you want to know what gaslighting's like, Twilight. Watch Twilight.
Good stuff. Who needs therapists?
Who needs therapists when you have Twilight?
When you have movies from the 2010s.
Well, actually, that's probably what gave us therapy. We need therapy because of it.
Oh, man.
So yeah. bad. But they're really entertaining, I'm going to be honest.
They're very entertaining.
They're really dumb.
But they're so good. My favorite movie, I think it's New Moon, where Jacob is like... He acts all tough. And I don't know what the scene is, so this is going to sound stupid. But, like, all of a sudden this, like, hard rock music turns on. And he's, like, shirtless. And he's, like, Bella. And he, like, slowly turns around. So good.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So good.
I have to watch it now to just, like, send you that clip. And
I
be like,
have
LOL.
A clip of me and my... Like, I'll find it. It's okay. From my whole family in Carmen mm-hmm. watching it. And it's so good. It's so
that.
Good. It's hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So
gaslighting 101.
That's
Edward
definitely
Cullen.
A way that that's definitely a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Edward Cullen is a red
that
flag.
That shift, yeah. That shift, those shifts in personality towards the way they act towards your friends, social group, family, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure a red flag when you don't yeah. recognize them in different circles, whatever it may be.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The next red flag that I don't know if I see it too often, and sometimes it might not just be a red flag, it might just be a mental health thing mm-hmm. is, like, hygiene. Like, when they're
real... Oh, Lord. That's so no. funny that you bring that up.
Because hygiene is so important, especially for men. I'm sorry. Men are stinky.
They really are, like, by nature. I'm not saying we're, like...
Yeah, it's just
it
nature.
It takes work to smell like a flower, but I'm just saying, like...
We do it well, though, because
we
we're
do
women.
It well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's, like, men just have this natural musk that can be a little overpowering if they don't shower.
It's just a little aqua reef in the pits. You know what I mean? A little
shroomy in there.
Shroomy. No, what's that brand? With the red deodorant and, like, every guy uses it.
Oh, you're thinking of Old Spice or something.
Old Spice. Just a little Old Spice, okay?
You don't have to be old to be spicy.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna make scrambled eggs in the morning. Mm. You know, you're not going to not put seasoning.
Right.
It's got to taste good. Otherwise, it's just eggs.
Yeah. Nobody likes your the taste armpit of egg.
Is just an armpit unless you put some spice. So
your armpit is an egg and deodorant is the seasoning.
So this metaphor is a conclusion of confusion and us being up too late.
Facts. And also having like a glass of wine. But I want to reiterate to the girls, you should not have to, and I quote, or I state, I didn't quote. I didn't.
It could be either.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should not have to beg your man to shower. You should not have to beg your man to brush his teeth. Mm-hmm. You should not have to make appointments for your boyfriend to the dentist.
I'm sorry. Brushing, it's the teeth for me.
Don't apologize, baby.
It's disgusting. It's like, really bad. I've had guys I've dated where like they just, you can tell they don't floss or brush. They literally wake up. You can tell. You can tell when somebody has that morning breath.
Yep.
And they have this like yellow plaque. Just you can tell it's built up. And, like, it could just be the middle that you can just tell it's been a consistent period of neglecting their teeth. And mm-hmm. it's gross.
Well, because that's technically gingivitis.
It's gingivitis. And then it's, like, if you can't take good care of your teeth, how would I know? I know this is a far stretch. But, like, if we were to have kids, hypothetically, how would I know you would even prioritize them going to the dentist for, like, a yearly cleaning?
Or, like, their health.
If you can't even master, a simple disciplinary routine as brushing your hair, like, teeth, you know, showering.
Then how do you expect me to trust you with the kids?
Exactly. I'm so sick of that excuse of, like, well, I'm a man.
Shut up. Like,
okay, I'm sorry, ladies. We all know. I am so sick of guys using the bathroom, and you can tell. Mm-hmm. You never hear that faucet on once. At least pretend.
At least run the water. Faucet
on for 7.5 seconds.
I've done that as a kid before. I'm not going to lie. My mom was like, are you taking a shower? And I would start
the shower. We've all done that, but like, we're adults now. Can you at least pretend?
I've dated like guys who didn't brush their teeth and or shower. With like extreme dandruff problems.
yeah.
Hasn't been to the dentist in like 10 years plus. Oh. And here's the thing. I just got my teeth cleaned because I go in every 6 months for a cleaning. Mm-hmm. And turns out I have 6 cavities.
Six?
Six.
Amber.
I know, but I floss.
That's bad.
I brush.
Do you have bad enamel? Maybe you don't have a good coating? Okay, that'll do it.
And also, the grooves of my teeth are deeper, so the brush can't get in there for
don't
my molars.
Don't get fluoride, though. Don't get any kind of fluoride.
I fortunately have to. I know.
Oh, it's because you don't have enamel.
Yes, that I have to use it. So, I know it's poison. It's literally poison. It's horrible. It's awful for you. So, that's why I, like, try and, like, rinse it out as best as I can. But
sucks.
So, I have to get the fillings, but I can't get the fillings because I have Invisalign. So, if I get the fillings and I put the Invisalign in, it's not going to fit right.
Right.
We can't get the fillings until, like, March. Okay. Anyways. But that's not the point.
Yes.
But I have dated men where they're like, ugh, can you just make the appointment for me? No.
You're done.
Or, like, I would have to go out and I would have to buy them vitamins. Or I... Literally. Okay, one time...
So you're
his... I broke up with this guy.
Medical DoorDasher.
Facts. I broke up with this guy. We stayed friends for a little while. Mm-hmm. But, basically, he called me while he was in Walmart and was like, what shampoo and conditioner do I need both? And I was like, what the... What?
Right.
Sir?
Let's call the police right now.
Like, obviously, he was just trying to get my attention to, like, be like, hey, I just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because he easily could have Googled that.
I'll say this, though. Men are not dumb. They truly do want, like, they want our advice where, like, they know that we're more in tune with the hygienic side where we might have a suggestion of a certain product. But there comes a bare minimum amount of information you need to know.
Yes.
And that's it.
Well, he was using baby shampoo for a very long time.
It's a time to not do that.
Yeah.
You know.
So, definitely, yeah, like, hygiene is just really important to me.
If you graduate high school and you use any Johnson & Johnson product, first of all...
Long exacerbated
Don't do that because they have a sketchy history. But second, even if they didn't...
Still don't. It's Johnson & Johnson. It's just really bad for you.
Yeah.
The family company.
Yeah.
Okay, you do a red flag now. I feel like I've
okay,
been doing
no,
well.
It's all good. So a red flag, it's like I'm almost dreading it. So I would say a red flag. I think I mentioned this earlier. If there's any signs of substance abuse, I've dated. It's a huge one. I've dated several guys One, they both had different substance issues.
Yeah.
One was weed and one was alcohol.
Nasty.
It's horrible. I actually watch, it's very sad actually watching it destroy these men. Mm-hmm.
Slowly.
It's a slow thing. You know, with the weed. Now, this guy that I did date, in his defense, he had many heart surgeries.
Yeah.
So he was already addicted to weed since he was 14. Mm-hmm. But then he had a heart condition where his aortas would tear sporadically. So I was actually with him throughout 3 heart surgeries. It was horrible. It was horrible. Watching that suffering is, it's so devastating to witness. But he still continued to smoke weed, even though his doctors advised him not to. He was also on a lot of medications, and those like a lot of depression, anxiety, of course, like blood pressure, all kinds of medications. Now, I do think he was neglected by the medical system. That's a whole different thing, where different hospitals were not checking the dosages with others. He was definitely mixing things that should not have been mixed had someone done their job.
Right. Medical field sucks,
It's sad. It's sad because people are overpaid, underworked. No.
Underpaid.
Underpaid,
overworked.
You would know what I mean. And it was sad, though, because he developed cyclical vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the ER, and it was last November 2021.
Yeah. It's 2023.
It was...
Babe.
No, but it was November 2020.
So it's been like a year and a couple months.
It was November 2021, though, that this happened, where I was in the ER with him.
So it's been like a year and like 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the ER doctor was like, you need to stop smoking weed. It's lighting up. It's inflaming a part of your brain that's actually right next to the part of the brain that's like, hey, I want to throw up.
Yeah.
And because he's had so many heart surgeries, his body's not working right.
Right.
He was like, he scoffed at her. And he's like, whatever, I'm still going to do it. Because he was addicted.
Yep.
But he would never admit that he had addiction. He's like, I can stop anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, then stop.
Yeah.
Well, he never did. And it did alter his mental status, and I would bring it up to him. He would drive really high all the time.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it was really scary. And I told him, I was like, this, he's like, I drive better. I'm like, that's because you've done it so long that you actually, I'm sure you do feel like you drive better when you are, because when you're not, it's weird.
Right, because you know, high, because the high, high is most the new time. Norm.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was just really upsetting, and to see him alter, like, when he was sober, because in my opinion, when you're high, you're not sober. I don't care what anybody says. It alters your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different than alcohol? Yes. But it still does.
Yeah.
Watching it deteriorate him was very sad.
Right.
And ultimately, you know, he would end up doing that, taking his medications as well as drinking.
Right.
I couldn't handle it. That led to a breakup. And then I also dated a guy who was a severe alcoholic.
Right.
He hid it for the longest time. Like, not the longest time. It was actually brief. We dated very briefly. But
still, he put up a
persona. He put up a ruse
for
a lot of people.
Right.
Like, he's just like this outgoing guy. He's just trying to have a good time. And honestly, like, socially drinking is very normal.
Right.
A few drinks.
Moderation.
To me, 1 to 3 drinks for a span of a long time, like 2 to 3 hours, like 1 drink per hour.
It's not bad.
Is not bad.
It's not like shots.
Let's even if you had like a drink per hour and then 2 in the third hour, like big whoop. Everybody has a different tolerance. But this guy, like, I dated him enough where when we would hang out one-on-one, I noticed that if we got together for mass in the morning, as soon as we got home at like noon, he started drinking right away.
Mm-hmm.
Drink after drink after drink after drink. And before we went to a party, he would have to drink 8 drinks.
Beforehand.
And then once he got there, it was always about the alcohol.
Yeah.
It was very sad. And it got me into situations where actually, like, I was mortified in public from embarrassment because he was getting loud and he would just, like, sing. He would break out in song.
Or the Scottish accent.
Or the Scottish accent. This guy, guys, I'm not kidding. Like, I went out to a nice bar in Lincoln Park with my friends. And it was like a restaurant. It wasn't even just like a bar, you know? And he drank a lot before going. And then he kept drinking during. And he insisted that I pay, by the way. This guy was very irresponsible with his money. And he held the fact that, like, he would take me out for a date. And he'd be like, well, I paid last time, so you better pay up.
Red flag.
It was, yeah, thank you. Red flag. And he got so drunk that he literally just all of a sudden started speaking in an Irish accent.
And he couldn't stop.
And he couldn't stop. My sister and my boyfriend, that was like the first night they met.
No, your sister.
No, my sister had met him, but my sister's boyfriend had, that was the night they met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's right. And then our friends, Christian and Francesca, went out with us. They're amazing. And we were all looking at each other like, this can't be real. Yeah. Like, it was horrible.
It's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. And guess what? He insisted on driving.
Yeah. The amount of times he probably drove drunk was absolutely insane. I never felt comfortable around him because he was never sober.
And he could, I mean, he almost always, especially at church events, mm-hmm. he would have two beers, one beer and then another beer stacked on top of it in one hand.
Yep.
That's, you know what?
And he would have a flask.
And he would keep, one time in the church parking lot, mm-hmm. he took an open bottle of whiskey out of his trunk.
Yep.
And started taking swigs of it.
I was there.
Yeah. Amber was present.
It was like 11 p.m.
It was, and I just, part of me just didn't want to think, like, this is a problem. Like, no, this, it was. It's a problem. It's not normal to do that.
I was just eating my chicken wings.
She was just eating her chicken wings and her wench. And so, yeah. Long story short, if there's any kind of substance where this person shows lack of control, they'll boast like they can control it, mm-hmm. but their behavior shows the opposite, it's a problem.
And also, it's not just like substance, it's also pornography.
Yes.
It can be a lot of other things.
Substance.
And so it's important to remember that if they say, oh, I'll change for you, mm-hmm. red flag. Mm-hmm. They should be changing for themselves and for God.
Yeah.
They should not be changing for you because, all honesty, they will relapse so fast mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, I'm sorry, but you are not, I guess, good enough in a way.
We're not worthy. Right.
Right.
Right. I know exactly what you mean. Like, yes, they should, anybody should want to be better for their spouse.
Correct.
But it should always be for God first. God first.
Yeah. And then for your own, because that way you stick with it. Because let's say you break up with him. Well, he's just going to go back to his old vices. Mm-hmm. Or let's say you get married and he's doing great. Like, there's no issues at all. But then you die.
Yeah.
Well, then what? Because he's not doing it for him or God. He's doing it for you.
Right.
And so intention's really important. And so if there's a guy that's struggling with these things already, I would not suggest getting in a relationship with him. And if he asks you out, be like, hey, you know, I notice you struggle with this vice or something, mm-hmm. you know, and they might get defensive about it and be like, oh, well, you know, and that's a red flag in itself. Mm-hmm. Instead of them being like, you know what, you know, if this is what it's going to take to mm-hmm. get you to date me, I will go to AA or I will go to here or there. Mm-hmm. And once they actually show improvement.
Work on it, pray on it, yeah.
And here's the thing. If they work on it, pray on it, and you go out with them and it's going great or something like that, don't get sucked in because, like I said in the beginning,
that improvement can be actually intoxicating.
Well, not just that, but they might be faking it just so you can date them and then they get you hooked.
Right.
And then they go back into old habits. Mm-hmm. So just discern and be very diligent about that.
Yeah. Right. Always putting prayer first because it's words. We all know this saying, actions speak louder than words, which is so redundant, but and over-repeated, but it's true. And if you see someone's actions not lining up with their verbiage, stay away when it mm-hmm. comes to safety, especially. You know what I mean? It's plenty of people say it and do different things, whatever. I'm not saying there's a dangerous person. A lot of people do that. But especially when it comes to dating, drinking, substances.
Agreed. And especially another red flag for friendships is when, you know, they talk to you about other people, but like in a really gossipy way.
Yeah.
Because there's one way of like venting about somebody to your best friend. Like mm-hmm. we do that all the time where we're just like, how should I handle this situation?
Totally. That stuff's tough. Yeah. Because, without like tearing someone down.
Right. Because it could be like, hey, you know, this person said this, but I'm not really sure how to handle it. Or we have conversations like that all the time mm-hmm. because we're girlfriends. That's what we do. But mm-hmm. we don't try to belittle them.
No.
We just try to figure out the best way to handle something. But the issue is that when girls talk to you and belittle them and gossip and stuff behind other people's back,
because
also men. Okay. I had that huge issue with guys.
Well, yeah.
In like an old friend group, they would say things.
That was toxic though.
Because when I, at the time I was dating a Protestant and they were all at a party, blah, blah, blah. Basically, they would always gossip about me, and I cut myself off from the group because mm-hmm. I don't want friends who gossip about me.
No.
And at the time, yes, I was dating a Protestant. Was it a bad relationship? I mean, it wasn't. Yeah. Okay.
It was on and off. Yeah.
And so it was confusing, but one of them said, like, oh, well, we'll just find a good Catholic man for her, and then she'll dump so-and-so again.
Yeah, that was annoying.
And I was just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need friends like this. So I cut myself off from that group mm-hmm. because if I noticed that they had a gossip problem to begin with.
Yeah.
And when they gossiped to me, I tried to stay quiet. You know, I didn't want to include myself in it. but they will gossip about you to other people. Mm-hmm. You just because they're gossiping to you about somebody does not mean that you are off their list of people to gossip. They will gladly go around and spread anything you tell them. Mm-hmm. I've met so many
really
women.
Careful. Yeah.
I've met so many women that do that, but I've also met a lot of men who do that.
Yeah, that's a stereotype. Like, you got to be careful with your guy friends too. Not that you want to think that people, like, you don't want to intend the worst. Mm-hmm. You don't assume the worst, I should say. But my gosh, like, guys and girls are just as vulnerable to gossiping. You have to be really careful it comes down to guarding your heart. We all know that classic mm-hmm. Catholic saying. Yeah, guard your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, you really have to have a trusted friend. Like, I have you, I have Max, and I have the... Okay, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. But honestly, I'm okay with that because then I know who I'm talking to, and I know that information's staying between us. Yeah. Because the whole point of gossiping is to spread information about the other person.
Yeah.
And so if you're in a group, like... Gossiping happens when you're in a group, usually, where people will be like, oh, did you hear what so-and-so said about so-and-so? And there was some information in that old group. I was in a very abusive relationship for about 3 months. And they started, and I told one of them about it in confidence, in private, about everything that happened. And the next thing you know, he's telling everybody about it. And I was not comfortable with that. And I decided, you know what? I don't need friends like this. So I separated myself from the group.
Yeah, as you should. And I think with friends, it's tough. I mean, a long time ago, I think I was 15 or... No, I was 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. I think I told you about this. Her name was... I'm not going to say her name, actually. There's no point. But it's like, I'm talking as if it was not being recorded. Out of respect for her, I wouldn't say it.
Right.
But she was liberal and she was pro mm-hmm. abortion. And her and I got into an argument one time. I didn't want it to be an argument, but she posed a very hard question to me. She knew I was pro life, but she knew I loved her and that we were friends and we wanted to hang out. We were just close. It was a young age. We knew each other from middle school, but we met in seventh grade and then all of a sudden it's junior year. Like, that's a big chunk.
Right.
You know? And she's like, she asked me this tough question. She goes, well, if I got pregnant and I wanted to get an abortion, would you support me? Well, first of all, nobody ever wants to hear that.
Right.
That's a horrible question to be posed. I said, no. I explained why. I said, I would literally adopt it. Mm-hmm. And she got so angry at me. She started cussing. It was evil.
I remember.
And and I had to cut her out.
Yeah. And girls and boys, do not be afraid to cut people off.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if they're not bringing you closer to God, they have no business being in your life.
And I'll tell you this. So when I had a big loss in my family a little over a year ago, I reached out to pretty much anybody that I could reach out to that I think should know.
Right.
Because certain things like that, you just...
You tell people.
You need to tell people. I don't have major social media, so it's not like I could just post something and everyone I've ever known would know.
Right.
And it's not like I'm looking for attention. I wanted to have God call me to tell certain people.
Right, and update people mm-hmm. on things, yeah.
And with her in particular, I didn't feel called to tell, but I did it anyways. I think mm-hmm. it was out of emotion. And I remember texting her. I said, hey, I know we haven't been friends in a while, but I've been texting people that I love. And that's all. I remember saying that. I was in a fog, but I remember saying that. And I let her know what happened. And I let her know, like, here's the funeral, whatever. And all she said was, I'm sorry. That's it.
You could do better.
It was just, and it's not like I'm expecting a large paragraph, but like I remember it really hurt.
Yeah,
that she
I do
didn't
remember.
Say like, what can I do? Or like,
right.
Can I be like, at least come to the funeral? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was tough.
And then there was me who was like, yeah, you want
to. She literally goes, oh my gosh. Like, how do you process what
I was in a mall too.
Yeah, she was in a mall and she's like, so I'm at the mall right now. I can come pick you up. Do you want to go get ice cream?
I didn't know what to say. I was like,
it was so funny.
What do I say to this?
And I was like, oh, I can't, but like, thank you anyways.
I was like, oh no.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah.
In retrospect. I was buying a kitten sweater and she called me when I was in the, like, as soon as I was like walking out of the mall and I was just like,
you were
cream.
So sweet. You're like, we can go somewhere. I'll take you.
Do you want to go out?
I can't. I know. Police at my house.
Like, there was all the stuff.
Yeah, it was just
not the vibe.
Not the vibe.
We eventually got ice cream, but
did we?
Well,
it was like we did,
it was like Ben and Jerry's from Target, but
I don't remember
Jalisco.
Yeah.
Mood.
Okay.
I feel that. Any other red flags you can think of off the top of your head?
I'm trying to think of something shorter.
I know.
Like, something I don't have to, we don't have to, like,
can anything actually be short with us, though?
No. Okay.
That was
okay.
A crispy sip of water.
She's icy. I would say, honestly, a simple another red flag is when, a normal friend should be able to give their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person should be able to take that reciprocation with respect and be like, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Without getting defensive.
Yes.
However, there's toxicity mm-hmm. on both ends. Where one person is trying to make the other person act differently.
Yeah.
So let's say you were like, oh, I went out with this friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, first of all, the fact that you went out with that friend, XYZ, this is why you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And that was a really bad decision to make, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's toxic on my end. And it would be toxic for you to be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, to be apologetic. Almost,
right.
You know what I mean? That toxic, like, where one person's more dominant, but it's in a bad way.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, let's say a friend is giving you a positive opinion that's not toxic,
mm-hmm.
yet you get defensive over it.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it's bad. It can be bad. So, if you're trying to share opinion, like, let's say someone's, like, complaining that they're in a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we all know that person.
Yep.
Or people where they're, like, in a bad relationship. And you're trying to be like, hey, I've seen this person has exhibited this behavior. I'm worried about you. I feel like you deserve someone better. And that person, it would be like, I can't, like, I'm so offended. I can't be friends with you anymore.
Or it's like the person that mm-hmm. asks for advice. You give it to them and they never take it.
And they never take it.
Red flag.
Right. And it's more so like, you can ask for advice. Sometimes the advice isn't fitting with what needs to happen.
Yeah.
But if it's good advice and then you're still, like, you continue on with, like, really sinful ways, or you're just, you act as if you never got advice and you mm-hmm. continue being a victim, it's like,
well,
yeah, you're kind of SOL. So, you know what I mean? Those mm-hmm. opposing sides of things.
I also think another red flag would be bad communication skills. I know that a lot of people aren't born with good communication, but when you're in a relationship,
it's a learned skill, though.
I know, but I mean, you need to have it before getting into a relationship.
Totally.
You know,
yeah.
If you do not have that, you have no business being in a relationship, because how are you supposed to communicate to your spouse?
Yeah.
Unless you're just, like, guys or girls,
yeah.
either one, but I've had more experience with guys, Avi,
yeah.
where they just shut down. They don't want to talk to you about anything. They're like, this is my problem. It makes you feel as though you're the problem and like they can't trust you or you can't be a part of their issue.
I had an ex like that, the mm-hmm. drinker.
Yeah.
He insinuated that he had a lot of problems.
But you couldn't help.
I'm here for you. Like, can you talk to me about it? Not prying.
Mm-hmm.
But he would go, like, he would get mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to share it. Don't make me share it with you. I was like,
I can only love this baseball. Nobody's going to understand that. But
I'm sorry. That's not going to make any sense.
But we get it.
That was,
if they can only love an inanimate object, red flag.
And they admit that they're a sociopath.
Red flag.
Lord help us all. what? I feel like there's one other one. Okay, red flag two is when you can tell. Here's what it is. So simple. They can't be happy for your wins.
Yes. They're always.
You sense this underlying jealousy or competitiveness.
Or like if you go and hang out with other friends, they're just like mopey about it.
If you're dreading telling someone, a friend, or someone you're in a relationship, it goes both ways. If mm-hmm. you're dreading telling them something good that's
right.
going on in your life because you feel like they'll belittle it or they won't acknowledge it or be happy for you, I feel like that's so simple. Everyone knows that, but it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like I had an ex when I was in high school, and I didn't want to tell him what things happened because I feel like he wouldn't give me the pat on the back that I would hope I would get.
The affirmation.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, the little support.
Same with friends.
A little sparkle. Like,
some people might, for example, you might go on someone's podcast and it's really great and exciting, and then I tell a friend that you've been on that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, Yeah, so I've actually talked to that person, and he was really cool. And I'm like, can you not
make this about you?
Someone, like, can we now? Yeah, like, it doesn't. I didn't even.
Why
mention.
Is this about you?
Right.
Things where people make things about them, they can't be happy for your successes, mm-hmm. and they can't, like, they're happy when you're sad, they're sad when you're happy, and
yeah,
those people that it's just, you don't, like you said, you don't want to tell yeah. them about the successes you've had totally. Because they're just going to poo-poo on it.
Right. That was really eloquent. I really, no, like, and I, you know, no matter where you're at in life, the phrase poo-poo... will always stand, I guess.
It's always going to be funny.
So.
I can't say the other word I was thinking of, so.
It works.
It works.
It's a good filler.
But it's true. It's like your friends should be with you in your success and with you in your sadness.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's say an example. Let's do a little act out. So
I'm ready.
Why don't you tell me some exciting news? I'm going to play the toxic friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Is your name going to be Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Barbara. I'm really good. I got this new job down at Lowe's. I'm so excited to start it.
Okay. Is it hourly or?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's about hourly. You know, it's like $15 an hour. It's not a lot, but it's like.
Oh, yeah. So after tax, it's like $9.
Yeah, but I mean.
How are you going to like afford to like live?
Well, I was thinking about getting a second job, but I haven't really like confirmed. Okay. Yeah, so.
Did you still drop out of college?
Yeah, I've been thinking about going back, but okay. I'm just
like,
not.
So your apartment, though, weren't you supposed to, like, move into an apartment and that just fell through? So, like, you can't afford
it? Yeah, or? I'm probably going to move back in with my parents for a while.
Oh, good for you.
But you know what? Actually, I heard you were getting an apartment, and I was wondering if I could stay with you a couple days.
Yeah, good for you. Like, congratulations. You know what? It's always good to save money. Like, I know a lot of friends, like, they're kind of behind on life, but I know that, like, you know, living with their presence, like, their parents. Like helps them for mm-hmm. me, like personally, I just chose to kind of grind and
and scene.
don't you have those people you've talked to and you feel like no matter what you say, it's this, they can't just be,
it's just putting you down.
These they give you these like sly comments. And you're like, what? It's backhanded.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, someone comes into your apartment and they look around. They're like, oh, it's so,
nice.
Cute. Yeah, like, it's a good start.
Whereas, like, whereas, when I came into your apartment, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. Let me
see everything.
She was so funny.
She walks in, she goes, okay, this is nice. And then I was like, thanks. She was like, no, like. This is nicer than I'm not saying I was expecting it to be bad, but like, this is nicer than I thought it would be. And I wasn't offended. I thought it was funny.
Well, like, due to the fact that like we knew that this was going to be like a completely remodeled thing, but we weren't sure what to expect.
Horrible reviews.
Yeah.
I knew that it would be ghetto in some ways, but I was willing to accept
but
it.
But the thing is Chloe's very good at decorating. And sure. I feel like if it was just like a man living here, there would be like no table, no chair, just like a bean bag
in the corner.
Yeah, bean bag and a flat screen TV
bag
on the floor.
Bag of
Doritos, you know.
Open.
But she really made it into like a homey home, thanks. And so I was like, oh,
yeah,
girl,
I wanted to
this
be a homey.
Nice.
I liked to host. I had to find an apartment that had room for a dining table.
Yes.
And most apartments, like most, a lot of people don't like. Hostful dinners, you know what I mean? Like, I get it,
yeah.
But for me, like, a lot of apartments they have a big kitchen
mm-hmm.
and then they have a small living room because they don't need a dining area. But what's cool is that this actually does have room for a dining table,
exactly.
And I've used it a lot, yeah.
And it's been fun, we've had a lot of fun dinner parties,
yeah.
So
it's been good.
Well, anyways, guys,
anyways,
thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. Hopefully. Learn something. I don't know,
we didn't mention blood orange flags, but.
We'll have to do, like, a blood orange flag episode.
We started it with that. We'll end it with, if you think it's not a full red flag, it is.
Yes.
Like, if you're trying to be like, is this a red flag? It is.
You just have rose-colored glasses on.
There it is. Blood orange colored glasses. Everybody. In those breakfast commercials, why did they always have, like, those... cut oranges on the plate, you know what I mean? Because they're like, get your vitamin C. They would always have like a cut blood orange, like an orange.
But then it wasn't like peeled
like,
or
nobody
anything.
Nobody eats those in the morning. Yeah, it wasn't even peeled, it was just sliced in
I'd
half.
Rather squeeze it into my enemy's eyes. And on that note.
God bless America.
We will talk to you guys in the next podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to A Catholic's Perspective with me, The Religious Hippie. Make sure to visit my official website at thereligioushippie.com, and while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter to keep up to date with my latest news and offerings. You can also find me on virtually any social media site as The Religious Hippie. Thanks for listening!
A quest is a search for something. And every week, the Quest podcast will show you how we know what we know through interviews with people that have incredible stories of dedication and perseverance. I'm your host, Todd Fisher. Join me in this thought-provoking and inspiring podcast of discovery. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please be sure to rate and review this episode. This podcast is produced by Todd Fisher and Anthony Smith and is distributed by Metacortex Publishing. This podcast is copyright. Any previously trademarked or copyright content is used by permission. Information and opinions stated in this podcast should not be construed as medical advice. Please be sure and visit the official website for Metacortex Publishing at metacortexpublishing.com or find us on social media for other unique content.